my life changed on October 10th of 93 when I was in a horse show, and I had a riding accident. The horse that I was on decided he didn't want to jump. Yeah, it was almost a 4-foot jump, and he was going to send me over it. So upon landing, I became instantly paralyzed from the neck down. It was incredible. Like, God just got my attention. Not that I was heading in the wrong direction, but I was, because I didn't have him. I wasn't into any of the worldly things that, you know, are out there. But if we're not in Christ, even if we're a good girl or a good boy, it doesn't matter what we do. Like, God will get your attention. And it took a horse to turn my life around. And so anyway, after I was sent to Sherman, and they immediately took me to Northwest Memorial downtown, and from the neck down, I mean, I just lost everything, and I was in special units, and I remember the doctors telling my parents that they weren't sure that I'd ever walk again. I had bruised my spinal cord on my neck. The same thing, actually, that Christopher Reeves had, but didn't crush it. But it was still an absolute miracle. They really didn't know if I'd regain anything back. And so I remember saying in my hospital bed, I didn't know God. I grew up in a Jewish family. Both my mother and father were. I didn't go to church or have any formal training, any Christian family members or experience. But I knew that there was a God, and I remember praying that if he'd give me my body back, I'd serve it. I'd do anything he wanted. And I was truly sincere. The next day, the Lord started working in my body, and things would start coming back. And within 9 days, I was able to be transferred to the Marienger Rehabilitation. And it was an absolute miracle. It was a God. And through a lot of rehab, and when I'd get the chance, I'd go over to the chapel, and I believe that God works in you even before you're saved. He will get his glory. And he was getting his glory. I would go to the chapel every day, and I would pray. I didn't know. I didn't understand anything. But I knew that it was him. I was giving my body back. And the doctors and everybody was like, they were doing case studies on me. They just couldn't figure it out. And they knew that I would be in the chapel every day praying. And it was all God. It wasn't anything that anybody was doing. It was an absolute miracle. It was nothing medically that they were doing. It was we were waiting, and the Lord was renewing. And I remember when finally I was able, you know, to be released. I was well enough to be released. And I know this has nothing to do with mine. I would go off on a rabbit trail. But on the very day that I was released, my mother had, we went to Walgreens, and my mother had a stroke right before my eyes. And I had minutes to get her back out of the car before she was losing function. And praise the Lord, let me jump back, because I'll go back to that. But that was just incredible. And I remember, and then I went to day treatment, and I went through, and God kept giving me parts of my body back. And they said in order to get out of rehab, you had to join like a fitness program. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I know you're. Obviously, I didn't stay with it.
Can I stop you right here for a second? I was so sick of the single scene and the dating scene. I worked at this fitness center that she was about to walk into. And on my way to work, I said, God, if you want me to get married, you have to bring her to me because I quit. I'm not looking anymore. Those were my exact words. So now you know the rest of the story. Pick up part two.
All right, let me jump back one little second here. I had begun volunteering in their worship service. I was so thankful. I knew that God had done this entire work, even though I still at this point didn't know God. And so every Sunday I would go there, and I would. It was a non-denominational service, but it was a priest was doing it. And I remember they would invite me to these lunches, and like if I'd lose something, they'd tell me to pray for Saint so and so. I'm like, what? This is just nuts. You know, it didn't even make sense. And so that's, I mean, truly, it just doesn't really make sense. And the things that they would say to do, and but I still wanted to worship the Lord, and I felt committed to volunteering there. To even give back for all that they had done there for me. So anyway, Mike Flake, I walked into the fitness. I'm trying to go back in my mind. I walked back into the fitness place, and he's like, oh, you got to come to church with me. And I'm like, it was a while before I said yes, because I was, you know, committed to helping there. And then I started coming here and heard the gospel. I'd never heard the gospel before. And then after time, shortly after, I came in November of 93, and then my father was coming, and I remember Marcel coming to talk to my father, and me sitting in on everything. And by January, I knew, even though I had all these experiences, and I knew that there was a God, there was never a point in time, even though I made a promise to God, and I did expect, as humanly possible, to keep it. There was never a time when I went to him and realized that I was a sinner and that I could do absolutely nothing to get to heaven and that I needed to ask his forgiveness. I mean, there was never a point in time that I had gone to God for forgiveness. I could never point to this whole time, but I couldn't point to that salvation, that giving myself, asking forgiveness, and you know what I'm saying. So in January, I did that. I realized that I needed to do that, and I needed to ask forgiveness, and it's been incredible. It's been an incredible journey, and I praise the Lord, and to God be the glory for all he's done, and I pray that I can continue to serve him till my dying day.
Amen. By the way, when I saw her walk in after she signed up, I forgot that prayer and went, she's cute, I got to talk to her.
You know, I did want to mention a verse, and it was surrounded by the promise that I made to God, that we need to be careful. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay thou that which thou hast vowed. I think I got tongue-tied, but that it is important that when we make a promise to God that we do keep it, and that's been a special verse.